Old Glory Face. That's what his friends called him. He had been a dull, grumpy, bitter man. But when he turned his heart over to the Lord, he truly became a new creature in Christ. His life radiated such a dynamic transformation of love and peace that Ed Card became known simply as Old Glory Face. One friend who had been impressed by the miraculous change which the power of God's love had wrought in Mr. Card was an American composer and songwriter. He so enjoyed the fellowship of the once miserable, now powerfully transformed Ed Card, that the musician could not help but try to imagine how much more glorious it would be one day to see face to face the one who had brought about such a miraculous and marvelous change. With this inspiring thought in mind, the gentleman sat down to write both the words and the music for what would one day become one of the best-loved hymns of the church. In it, he expressed the glory of spending eternity with Christ. Although he recognized that the Lord had ministered to his own heart through the encouraging text of this hymn, the writer did not readily seek to publish it. Later, however, finding his financial situation growing more difficult, the hymn writer packaged this and 10 other songs which he had composed and offered them to a Chicago music publisher. Hoping to add incentive for the publisher to purchase his hymns, the